Okay, this is Taylor Swift's biggest feud to date, and there have been many of them, mm-hmm. as we know.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift says she has been banned from performing her own music, her own songs. Okay, this is wild. You probably can't help but pick a side in this situation. So Taylor says this whole thing is because of two men. Scooter Braun, who we know is responsible for Justin Bieber.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Justin Bieber's manager, and he manages Demi Lovato, Ariana I think Ariana Grande. Grande yeah. And the owner of her old record label, his name is Scott Borchetta. Mm-hmm. So remember when Taylor learned that they had bought the rights to her old music? She was disgusted. She had horrible things to say about both of these guys, mm-hmm. right? And her plan was to re-record the music next year, because the contract says that she can, and then she would own the rights to sort of the new recordings of her old songs, and then okay. she felt like she could move forward without right. being attached to these men that she despises. Well, fast forward to now, Taylor had planned to perform a medley of her songs at the AMAs next week, because she's going to be receiving the award for Artist of the Decade, which right. is huge. Mm-hmm. And Scooter Braun and Scott Borchetta have told her she cannot perform her songs on TV because that would constitute a re-recording, and contractually, she cannot do that until wow. later next year. They've also denied permission for her to use all of her old songs on a Netflix documentary that she's been working on for 2 years. She hadn't even announced this to her fans yet, but then has had to because she's put all this work in, and they're saying you can't release yeah. it. And they do have some conditions, and they say if Taylor abides by these conditions, they would allow her to perform her songs on Sunday or mm-hmm. At the AMAs next week. First, she has to pay them $7 million that she allegedly owes them.
Okay.
Then she has to agree to never re-record all of her songs to sell.
Yeah, that's a big one.
And then also has to stop talking publicly about both Scooter Braun and Scott Borchetta.
I love that one.
All for $7 million.
Isn't this crazy?
That's really
and
crazy.
As Taylor puts it, she says she's being asked to be a good little girl and shut up or else you'll be punished, basically. So she didn't keep their names out of her mouth at right. all. She said she's at wit's end and she didn't know what else to do. So she actually took to her Instagram page, yeah. asked fans to speak out and let Scooter and Scott know how they feel about this. And she said she also hopes that some of the other artists that Scooter manages can talk some sense into these two men.
I feel like there's a piece of this story that we're missing. Just yeah. something that's awry, because how do you manage the biggest stars in the world?
Yes.
I mean, granted, you're going to screw some people over, but like, this guy's managed to boost and elevate some of the biggest careers in the world. He wouldn't have done this if he was unscrupulous.
No, I disagree. They're normally shady, these people. Like yeah. P. Diddy, for instance, you know how many, he is huge and he yeah. has managed many artists too. And they'll all say you won't make any money because he will take it all. It's kind of how the industry works, and people right. put their head down yep. because they're still making lots of money.
Uh-huh.
But the record labels often take a lot of that
yeah.
money.
Yeah, and NSYNC didn't make money for their first like 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
they
yeah,
made
yeah.
nothing.
You remember Lady Gaga saying she was broke. She was the biggest pop star in the world, and she right. was broke because she was getting absolutely no money. Right, so yeah. I don't think it's fair to say that they're good guys just because they've had success.
Oh, I'm not saying they're good. I'm just saying, I mean, I would like to hear their side of the story because we're only hearing
Taylor's. Speak yeah. up. I would love to hear it too. She's basically saying they're bullies. They don't treat women well. Like, she is going on and on and yeah. on. And they're saying, and you know, Justin Bieber spoke out about Scooter Braun too.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, Scooter Braun is such a good guy. He's the nicest human. He cares about people.
Of course he's going to say that
until
though.
He steals all your music and makes you pay for it.
Seriously. So this is far from over. There all is right. Taylor. Taylor clearly has this campaign on right now for people to go in on these two men, and we'll see what happens, I guess.
Did you say when the AMAs were?
Next Sunday.
Next. Oh, okay. So this has a week to resolve itself, basically.
Oh, the drama.
Can't wait. Next week's going to be great.
All right, I'm Nikki, and that is your biz. And coming up, we want you to take Sam down
yeah.
with Are You Smarter Than Sam? You can win $100 to spend at OVU Duluth, all right? Ed Sheeran on the way, and Brittany right now with Toxic. It's a Beat 92.5.